Welcome to episode 1 of 100 Days of Data. I'm Jonas, an AI professor here to explore the foundations of data and AI with you.
And I, Amy, an AI consultant, excited to bring these concepts to life with stories and practical insights. Glad you're joining us.
Did you know data is often called the new oil?
It's a catchy phrase, isn't it? But like oil, data's value isn't just sitting around. It's what you do with it that counts.
Exactly. Before we dive into that, let's start with the basics. What actually is data? At its simplest, data is a collection of raw facts, numbers, or symbols. Think of data as the raw inputs, unprocessed and unorganized.
Right, like a spreadsheet full of sales figures from last quarter. Alone, those numbers don't tell you much until you analyze or organize them.
Precisely. When data is processed and organized, it becomes information. Information is data given context and meaning, something you can actually interpret and learn from.
So imagine those sales figures arranged by region, product, and time period. Suddenly you can spot trends, like which product is selling best in which area.
This distinction is important. Data are the raw observations, while information is data turned into something useful. And then, beyond information, with interpretation and experience, you gain knowledge.
I often see companies drowning in data, but starving for insights. They have tons of raw data, but lack the right tools or strategies to turn it into actionable information.
That's a common challenge. Now, if we think further, the real power of data and information is in decision making. Data supports decisions by providing evidence instead of relying on gut feelings alone.
Absolutely. In the automotive industry, for example, companies use sensor data from vehicles to improve safety features. The raw sensor data isn't helpful alone, but processed and analyzed, it can guide design improvements.
That's a perfect real-world connection. Another crucial point is understanding the types of data, but we'll cover that in the next episode. For now, it's key to recognize that data is foundational for AI, because AI systems learn from data.
Often I tell clients, think of data as the fuel for AI engines. Without good quality data, AI can't perform well, just like a car can't run well on bad fuel.
Speaking of quality, not all data is created equal. Data needs to be accurate, relevant, and timely to be useful. Poor quality data leads to poor decisions.
Yes, I remember working with a retail client where outdated inventory data caused the AI system to recommend stocking products that were already overstocked, leading to excess costs.
That highlights the importance of data governance, ensuring data is properly managed, cleaned, and maintained. Good governance supports trust in the data.
Trust is huge, especially in regulated industries like healthcare. When patient data is mishandled or inaccurate, it can have serious consequences for diagnosis and treatment.
If we think back historically, data in businesses was mostly manual and stored in analog forms. Today, it's overwhelmingly digital and generated in all kinds of ways, from transactions to sensors and social media.
That explosion of data is what makes AI possible and powerful now. But it also means companies have to be smart about collecting and storing only what they really need.
Right. Quantity matters, but quality and relevance matter more. Another point that's sometimes overlooked is the difference between data and knowledge.
So data is facts, information is organized data. Knowledge is applying that information in context. That's where human expertise often comes in.
Yes, knowledge involves experience, values, and judgment. AI can help by processing large amounts of data, but human decision makers still play a crucial role.
In practice, I see the best results when companies combine AI insights with expert intuition, creating a feedback loop where AI suggests things and humans validate or adjust them.
That feedback loop is indeed vital. Now, before we wrap up, let's talk briefly about the ethical side. The way data is collected and used matters deeply, especially regarding privacy and bias.
Absolutely. Gathering data without consent or using biased data can harm people and damage a company's reputation. Good data practices are not just technical, they're ethical responsibilities.
To summarize today's discussion, data consists of raw facts and figures. When organized and interpreted, it becomes information, which informs knowledge and supports decision making.
And in business, transforming data into actionable insights fuels AI-driven innovation and smarter decisions. But this requires good quality data, strong governance, and ethical awareness.
That's our key takeaway. Data is the raw foundation, but thoughtful processing and context turn it into something powerful and useful.
And with that foundation, we're ready to dig into the different types of data in our next episode. Think structured, unstructured, and more. It's going to be a deep dive.
If you're enjoying this, please like or rate us 5 stars in your podcast app. We'd also love to hear your comments or questions. You might even get featured in future episodes.
Until tomorrow, stay curious, stay data-driven.